Welcome to the Different Thinking Podcast, where creativity is welcome, conventional wisdom is tried and tested, and growth and development are nourished, so that someday you can help to change the world. Now here's your host, Zach Hensrud.
All right, welcome on into the Different Thinking Podcast. I am your host, Zach Hensrud, and thank you so much for clicking play. I am incredibly excited to bring some fantastic content to you today in the form of really asking a question: is coaching and mentorship the same? And I've been pondering this question, researching this question for a while now, and it's been one that has been on my mind because even in my company, there is a level of mentorship and a level of coaching that happens that really needs to be clearly defined and laid out. And so that's why I hope in this episode I can get that across to you. I've got some exciting content to share, actually four main points to consider the differences between coaching and mentorship. But you might be wondering, now the title sounds a little interesting. What is the legend of the coach and the mentor? Well, that actually is an homage to one of my favorite books of all time, which is called The Legend of the Monk and the Merchant by Terry Felber. Now, I came across this book not on purpose. I was wanting to purchase the book Entree Leadership from Dave Ramsey's website. It was sometime after Thanksgiving Black Friday sale. And Dave does these bundle of books, generally discounted. Probably if you were to just buy one book, you know, the whole purchase price of the bundle of books would be at the price of the one book. And so it made sense. The bundles included his books, and then books of other authors that he wrote the foreword on. And this book was one of them. And, I was finishing up Entree Leadership and I was looking for another book to read. And so I picked it up because it has an interesting cover, and started to read it, and it actually captivated my attention by teaching me 12 principles of business, of life, of having the right mindset, but it did so in a story, and the story contained coaching and mentorship. The main character who we're introduced to right at the beginning of the book is a grandfather, and he is coaching his grandson on the 12 principles. But he shares his story through coaching his grandson. And you can see this beautiful picture of mentorship of him and his mentor in business, who happens to be his father's best friend. But I don't want to ruin the story for you. I just encourage you to go and pick that up. But really, when you start to think about mentoring and coaching, or coaching and mentoring, there is a thought in the personal development world that that could be the same person, that person can be a coach and a mentor. And I would actually contend with you today, because of what I've studied out and what I've seen in my own organization, that we're actually on two separate ends of the spectrum. Just like for instance, to wrap it to the book, to the monk and a merchant, right? A monk and a merchant are two different people on the wealth spectrum. A monk takes a vow of poverty. A merchant has the ability to create life-changing wealth. I think that there is a spectrum with personal development that a coach is on one end and a mentor is on another end. Now, you need both of them. They both need to be in existence in your business, in your organization, as you are a leader. You need coaches and you need mentors, but they're going to come into your life at different points and they're going to fulfill different roles. They cannot be the same person. Now, you may be arguing, wait a minute, what if they fulfill the role of a coach later down the road? They could be a mentor. That is a possibility, but they have to be two separate people and two separate agreements in what I have found upon my research. And it really started to pick up steam because in one of my organizations, I own a real estate firm. We hire brand new to the business agents. And when we hire them into our firm, we give them a mentor for 1 year. Now, over the last 5 to 6 years, during this process of hiring new agents, providing them a mentor for 1 year, there started to be a theme of disappointment and frustration. And I started to really ask myself, why am I seeing this consistent behavior? Now, at first I thought it was with one mentor, because it started to seem a pattern with what that mentor, as they connected with their person that they're mentoring, there seemed to be the same feedback. Even though I would try to coach with that mentor to get them to make an adjustment, there just seemed to be similar feedback. But then I started to see it from somebody else and somebody else and somebody else. And all of a sudden, it started to become more and more clear that we have in my organization a problem. And when I say we, the leadership, because we are allowing frustration and disappointment in the organization by not clearly defining with our brand new brokers and our mentors, really, who are they? And so I'm going to go through these 4 points and really uncover the study that I have done and the changes that I'm doing in my organization to really highlight the differences between coaches and mentors. And I'll start with point number one. Point number one is this: a coach is going to meet you in the deep end and spend time with you out there. A mentor is going to meet you in the shallows, but give you a golden nugget of how to navigate the deep end. Now, they may sound similar, but it's very, very different. I think about when I first started business coaching with my real estate coach. The first thing we did before the very first call is I got a personality test that really clearly defined the traits that made up Zach. And going through that test, it printed out a report that was uniquely to me. And it gave the traits, it gave how I can succeed with those traits, and it gave what are the natural enemies of those traits. My coach consistently referenced those. Whenever I would hit a plateau, I would start to decline. Like whenever I'd struggle in the deep, in business, she would pull out this report and she would ask me to pull it out as well. And we would study these different traits that were becoming evident in my business. But we'd also study if there was a common enemy or one of those threats that were consistently showing up. And that is where my coach would address that. Give me steps, processes, share with me the system of how to overcome and work through that. See, my coach was swimming with me in the deep, was looking at my numbers, was analyzing my business, was spending time in the deep with me. Mentors met in the shallows, and they would give me a golden nugget of how to process through this business, knowing what it's like to be out in the deep waters. That's where the difference lies. In point number one, a coach is going to go into the deep. The mentor is going to meet you in the shallows to give you something about the deep. Number two has to do with a pathway or a course or a race. A coach is going to travel that path with you, or even meet up with you multiple times throughout the path and coach you through each leg. A mentor is just a pit stop. A mentor meets you at a pit stop. And I really equate this to one of my favorite sports of all time is football. And I love watching the NFL. And if you really start to dive into the NFL, you'll see that most of the head coaches in the NFL never played NFL football. Most of them were college athletes. There are very few that, while didn't make it to college, they actually were high school athletes and started coaching in college. And you'll find that they have a system, an offensive system, a defensive system. They have a process. They're able to coach the athlete, even though they themselves have never played on that stage. They're invested through the entire course of the season. They see success if the athlete sees success. They see failure and have opportunities to lose their job if the athletes are failing. And so a coach will go along this path with you. They're going to be looking at two things. Number one, how was the effort and energy or the outcomes of things that were at the last leg of the race? Like, how did that last leg go? And then what is up ahead for the future? Like, what can you start to anticipate in the future? And they're going to analyze, just like talking about them going into the deep waters, they're going to be analyzing those numbers. But they're walking along the path with you. They're navigating that path with you. They're preparing with you. That's one thing that I really respect about coaches. A really good coach is going to prepare, is going to know your game, going to know how you tick. They're going to make sure that they see what is up ahead and not react to what you are seeing. And so I think it's very, very invaluable to have a coach that is going to be walking through that journey with you. Now, a mentor is just a rest stop. They're only made, like, a mentor's job is only made to give you their experience of what was up ahead and give you, and I keep using this term golden nugget, and maybe that might sound a little jargony for some, but really they're going to give you an idea. They're going to answer a question. They're going to create a question. A mentor is going to challenge you one time mentally to allow you to take those next steps yourselves. See, a coach is going to walk alongside you. Every effort that comes of your business has to come from you. Neither a mentor or a coach can want it more than you. If they do, you're already failing. Like, if someone wants something more than you, the listener, the person that is it, the leader of the organization, your organization will fail. Simple, easy, done. So your effort has to be applied in this. You just have to understand, to save you from frustration and disappointment, stop trying to make your mentors coaches and your coaches mentors, because they're fulfilling different roles. Like, when I go to a mentor, they have already been where I'm heading. They generally have done the business. My coaches, on the other hand, have not. Like, for instance, to step out of business and go into health, my health coach never really struggled with weight like I did. She didn't have an ongoing weight problem, but she had a system. She had a process. She laid out exactly what I could eat, what I should not eat, and we went through it step by step. She knew, as my body composition changed, what those next steps were, even though she had never, ever, had never crossed those paths. Whereas if a mentor came up, that mentor, they have gone through that. They have walked that path. They have lost weight before. And so it's one of those things, that's where it's a little bit different. A mentor is a pit stop. They understand where you're going because they've gone through it themselves. Like in the NFL, guys preparing for a Super Bowl appearance, they'll go and talk to somebody that's played in a Super Bowl or multiple Super Bowls to understand that process. But that doesn't affect the game plan. It only affects their mindset. Point number three, so we've gone through these first two points, but point number three is something really important to understand. A coach is worth their weight in gold, because you will be paying gold for a coach. Coaches cost money. If someone says, hey, I have a free coach for you, it's costing somebody something. If a coach says, hey, I'm going to coach and consult you for free, run, go the other direction, because They may not have what you're really looking for. The more I found this is a little controversial. It may not always be the case, but I have found that the more quality of coaching, the more frequency of coaching comes with a higher price tag. And rightfully so, because I have made extraordinary changes in my life off of very expensive coaching. And I look at that and I say, no, that's not an expense. That's an investment. And in that investment, I am investing in myself to really take those next steps. Now, a mentor, most of my mentors have either come through books, podcasts, television, or speaking events. And so they don't cost as much. They really don't. Like some events, they might be in and around $1,000. That is an investment, but it's one of those things that it puts you in the arena with that mentor. And that mentor, through their presentation, can answer a question or give you that idea, that question, that thought that can propel you forward. $20, $25 for a book. That's a friend of mine will always say, has told me, that's 30 years of experience in that book. That gives you 30 years of mentorship in that book of what they've gone through. And so to share that, I mean, a mentor, I don't want to say is free, but they tend to be at a lower cost. Like in my life, there are mentors where it's just the cost of lunch and dinner. It's the cost of a book. It's the cost of sitting down and watching their television show and parse, like walking through what they have. And I'll give you an example for TV, because you're like, oh, that's really interesting. Like, what do you mean by TV? So one of my mentors, I've never met him, nor if you were to show him a picture of me, he'd go, I have no idea who that is. But I consider him a mentor. That is Marcus Lemonis, and he is the CEO of Camping World and now Bed Bath & Beyond. He had a TV show called The Prophet, The Renovator. He has done a number of different things, and I have learned so much. I've been mentored by Marcus Lemonis as a business leader to truly understand what it's like to take care of my people. Because in his shows, especially during The Prophet, which was to go into struggling businesses, give them an investment, but then also walk them through the different changes that they need to make. And he always broke it down to the three P's: the product, the people, the process. And in each episode, he highlighted those three P's, and he would show how to fix that process, how to believe in people when maybe the audience themselves didn't believe in them, and how to enhance the product. And I there were so many nights I would just watch that show, and then I would rewatch it, and I would try to just capture a little bit more of his leadership. But like I said, are the mentors in my life, they may not know me and I might not have a relationship with them, but they are investing in me and my business. Now, point number four is an internal point that I just want to get across real quick that I think is incredibly important. It's your attitude and your mindset when actually connecting with a coach compared to a mentor. What do I mean by this? So a coach is looking for you to be raw, real, open, or in other words, transparent with them. A coach wants to uncover. A coach wants to open you up. A coach wants you to share where you're at mentally, emotionally. A coach wants to get at the heart of things. And so a coach can tell when you are putting up those walls of defenses. You're not going to get the most out of your coaching experience with them. Now, some coaches say, I don't have time to try to peel back the onion, because you need to come prepared for our coaching call. Because if the coach is coming prepared, they're going to have an expectation that you will be prepared. And so that is what a coach is looking for. A mentor, now I want to be very cautious in saying this, but I also want to be very real because you know me, you know that I'm a real person. Like I will share the truth. A mentor doesn't care, truly doesn't care. Like I just shared a couple examples of mentors. They don't know me. If you showed my picture, they'd say, I don't know who that is. They don't care if I'm raw, real, transparent. A mentor is not going to necessarily care. Now, there may be a relationship with that mentor where they can read you and say, hey, that advice doesn't look like it hit right. Walk me through. Where's your problems? Now, and they may try to consult in that, but they're not going to sit and give you consistent accountability and consultation. And there is the separation. And there lies where people get that disappointment, because when they hear a coach, or excuse me, when they hear a mentor try to get deeper, when that's not their role, the mentor will end that conversation that day and they're not going to check back in. And that's where disappointment happens, because they were hoping that that would lead to more accountability. But with a mentor, you have to consistently go to them. They're not coming to you. You have to consistently go and find them. A coach, you hire them, they're going to come find you. Listen, if you don't show up to a coaching appointment, they're going to be blowing up your phone. A mentor, you don't show up, they may throw you a text message. Hey, sucks that we couldn't get together for coffee. Maybe we should reschedule sometime. But they're not going to be like, oh, let's set up this time and let's get after it, because they owe you no accountability. They don't owe you anything. You're coming to them. And so what I wanted to do with these 4 points is really clearly define the difference between the two. Because it's really maddening and sad to see business leaders not have those clearly defined in their business and find themselves frustrated and disappointed. Find themselves even walking away from having coaches because they're not getting fulfilled like they want to, or walking away from the people who have done the business before them and saying, oh no, they can't really help me. No, you need to have both evident in your business. Both need to exist. And so I really hope that I didn't go long into this episode, but I provided value, because once you start to clearly define it, like I am doing in my organization right now, I'm attacking the frustration and the disappointment. I'm clearly defining the roles. Are you a mentor or are you a coach? What can that new agent expect? And I will tell you, this is how I'm clearly defining it. New agent, your coach is your branch manager. That's what they're there for. They're there to hold you accountable. They're there to oversee you. They're there to be your coach. So check in with them often. Talk to them. Let them know that you would like coaching from them. Your mentor, while they may give you some information, you have to seek them out. They are not going to seek you out. They are producing agents that are focused on their business. And so they have lots of information for you. They have the ability to share some special stuff with you, but you have to get with them. And so I'm so excited to really clearly define these in my business, because I know once that starts to happen, we will get rid of that frustration and that disappointment. Well, here we are at the end of the episode. I hope that you got tremendous value from this. My hope is that you will clearly define in your business, in your organizations, in your life, who are your coaches, who are your mentors, and that you can get rid of that disappointment and frustration. Well, if you love this episode, or if this is your first time connecting with the Different Thinking Podcast, I highly recommend following up on some of our other shows, as well as making sure you subscribe so you're notified on each new release. There's a lot of great content coming down the road, as well as some interviews with some people that I really am excited for you to meet. But until the next time, I really, really hope that you add value to your business. And remember, today is a great day to apply different thinking in your business and organization. All right, take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Different Thinking Podcast. Please follow the show on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. Don't forget to rate and review us. And remember, today is a great day for you to apply different thinking. Thanks again for listening.